Chapter 2. Questioning the Need for a United Kingdom. The End of Empire. The reasons that the political union of the United Kingdom is coming under question are various, but perhaps we can simplify the issues into three main causes. First, the ending of the British Empire in the second half of the 20th century. Second, the development of the European Union. Third, the advent of a multicultural British society. At the height of the British Empire, from the mid-19th to the mid-20th century, the government in London was responsible for the welfare of some 25% of the world's population. In its geographical expanse, the British Empire was the biggest empire the world had ever known. To protect its imperial interests, the British maintained a navy that was bigger than the next two biggest navies combined. The British Empire was central to how the British constructed their sense of national identity. Under the imperial system, what it meant to be British seemed quite clear. The role of the British people was to administer this vast global organization. This administration was to be conducted according to a set of values that were believed to be inherently civilized and, what is more, essentially British. Thus, the idea of Britishness seemed, to the British people at least, to be important. Concepts such as fair play became key ideas that were believed to define a uniquely British identity. These ideas were supposed to unite the various peoples that made up Britain and mark them as different from others. The government in London was at the centre of the imperial enterprise, and its role in holding everything together was vital. London not only wielded power over the United Kingdom, but also over a vast array of territories. London was also assumed to represent core British values in the manner with which it conducted its affairs. Within this multi-ethnic, multicultural empire, the differences between the nationalities of the United Kingdom itself seemed minor compared to the values that were believed to unite them. The government of the United Kingdom in London was the ultimate expression of this unified British identity. In this way, the existence of the British Empire helped forge a sense of a specifically British identity among the British people. But the end of Britain's imperial role has meant that the government in London has lost its prominence in global affairs. As the government in London has lost its importance internationally, naturally, it also seems less important or necessary to the British themselves. What is more, the kind of values that were believed to justify Britain's civilizing role as the leader of the empire have been discredited. Rather than a progressive force for good, the empire is more often seen as an oppressive system under which the populations of foreign countries were exploited. As such, the British values which supported the empire are no longer valued by many contemporary British people. This has had the effect of people questioning what, if anything, it means to be British, rather than some other more attractive label of identity. For many people, this might mean that they prefer to identify as Scottish, Irish, Welsh, or English rather than British. Ironically, the label British has become the identity of choice for many immigrants to Britain, rather than those who were actually born there.